poor children would then kill a wren. And right?
You don't get a gift.
You get to kill a bird that
get
you
get outside.
Catch. Isn't that
catch
rough?
It and kill it.
Ireland. And then they sell the feathers for small change. And then they can buy things for themselves. Today,
that's
they use
harsh.
A fake wren.
Are you kidding?
I'm not kidding. It, times were hard. Welcome to Hey You Know It. My name is Jaquetta Sotmar, and I'm here with my co-host,
Katie Kazmir. Hey You Know It is a podcast that tells you how it is or how it should be.
You can listen to Hey You Know It on iTunes, a new episode every Monday.
And here they are, Jaquetta and Katie.
Let's start with Do They Know It's Christmas? So first
oh
of all,
gosh.
Happy holidays, everybody.
Everyone, happy holidays.
However you
hey
do
you
it, Kwanzaa, Christmas, Hanukkah, Festival of Lights, Pagan, Saturnalia, if you're still kicking it like that.
Y'all.
Enjoy. So we want to kick off with Do They Know It's Christmas?
We have to address this.
Yeah, because...
First of all right.
We don't even know how to begin.
Back in 1984,
yes.
It was...
When I was in fourth grade. That's all I can remember because the last, 84, I was in fourth grade, 85, fifth grade.
Okay.
That's the only way I can keep it straight.
All right.
That's why I remember.
Good for you.
Yes. Spring chicken.
Bob Geldof put together, organized this song.
Yeah.
Organized a song. How can you organize a song?
Oh, well, he organized a lot of celebrities to get together, you know, a lot of pop stars to sing the song, Do They Know It's Christmas, to raise money for, was this whole Africa?
It was Ethiopia,
okay,
supposedly.
Okay, Ethiopia, but they, in the song, it's like just all,
just
Africa
is
just
a hot
one
mess.
Big thing.
Yeah, yes. Just
there's not countries in it, there's not different kinds of people, different cultures, different languages. It's
things
just
going
Africa.
On. It's just Africa.
Everyone's starving. It's 1984.
Right. And we've got Bono, Duran, Bruce Springsteen,
mm-hmm.
Cyndi Lauper.
Because mm-hmm. Keep in mind at this point, no one in Africa is trying to do anything.
Right. And
so they need these pop stars to do this.
All these high pop stars who were, and they got together in one day.
Yes.
Got into the recording studio. They mm-hmm. did this at night. Now, and it was like all these egos are getting together.
They flew in their jets from one lovely location to another. They all got together to save whole Africa.
Right, Africa from their hunger.
Yes.
And
because
so,
Africa, it's wretched in Africa. And they don't know it's Christmas.
They
in
don't
Africa.
Know it's Christmas.
Yes.
Do they even know?
Do they have any idea?
Because they're so hungry?
Yes, because there are no Christians.
Yeah.
And there have never been colonial, there's no colonial influence mm-hmm. in Africa. So they have no idea about Christmas.
Yeah.
So this is the lovely song, Do They Know It's Christmas?
Do They Know It's Christmas? And you could go and refresh yourselves or go for the first time and listen to this song.
Yeah.
And
it's been redone a couple of times.
It has been redone, but the first one is just priceless.
Yeah.
And appalling.
Yes.
For
the
all
lyrics
these reasons.
Are terrible.
The lyrics are terrible. No, nothing ever grows. Nor rain, nor rivers flow. They, in all of Africa.
There are no rivers in Africa, if you didn't know. Don't look on the map. You won't see any streaks of blue.
Yeah.
Nothing grows there. It's not the world's breadbasket at all.
Uh-uh.
The Nile, definitely not in Africa.
Yeah.
Not at all.
And then Bono has the most offensive lyric of the whole song, I would argue.
Which is,
well, tonight, thank God it's them instead of you.
You know
meaning,
what?
Meaning, they're suffering, and you better thank God it's them
yes,
instead of you.
Because no one outside of Africa is suffering.
Yeah. Like, and
it's an awful song.
Yeah.
When we were kids,
stay
we
on
to,
top.
We
that's what it means. Stay
on
top.
Stay on top, yeah.
White people.
Don't go to Africa. In fact, don't be an African.
Right.
Lesson learned. For some of you out there.
And he says it with, there's so much emotion behind it too.
How could they not know that was awful back then? It makes me
it
think
wasn't.
About stuff that we're doing now, like 20 years from now, I'm going to be like, I can't believe I said that.
Yeah, well, it's supposed to be like, look at what you have and be grateful for what you have. But I think that was the sentiment.
Yeah. I guess.
Yeah.
But it also just shows an incredible ignorance about
yeah.
a continent.
Right.
Like
a continent, humanity, and awareness.
And awareness in general.
Overall.
So the new one, I haven't heard it. Katie has seen the video.
Oh.
Apparently, it's Ebola they're
it's
singing
about. Ebola. It's about Ebola. It's the same song, same beat. They change the words, and thank goodness they take out the Bono's, well, tonight, thank God, it's them.
Instead of you.
Instead of you, and they have see some other BS that he throws in there. But it's the video opens on somebody with Ebola lying there on a mattress and workers in hazmat suits take the person away by the wrists and ankles.
What?
Yeah. Not even the dignity of a stretcher or a hospital or...
I'm trying to...
If they're framing this... The scene of Ebola and how it's being handled, it's appalling. Appalling.
And then they're singing.
Yeah, it goes... It's silence, I believe, and then it goes into the song, and then all these people are in the studio singing.
Mm-hmm, with headphones on.
Headphones on, and there's no passion. It's just like, hey, do they know... I don't know. Do they have Ebola? I guess the lyrics.
Now, who's singing this song?
Who's singing
who
is...
Let me see if I have any.
A bunch of new people. Okay. Still Bono. Bono's in there.
Okay.
But we have, I don't know, people that I don't even know.
We're both trying to look. Oh, yeah. One Direction.
One Direction, I know. My name
is Sam Smith. I have no idea who that is.
And a couple of internet personalities, as they call it.
Are singing as well.
Are singing, but they're not singers. They're just known for their...
Now,
whatever.
Does it tell you where you should give your money to, or should you just buy the single?
I think you have to just buy it.
That's so bizarre.
There's a guitar solo from Dan Hawkins of The Darkness.
Okay. I was just reading that this one guy called it, he's a white guy who is a, you know, does stuff with politics and economics. And he said that this is the white man's burden anthem. It's just, so, I don't know, it's so bizarre.
It's horrible. It's mortifying. It's embarrassing. The first one's embarrassing.
Yeah, now this new one, it just seems misplaced. I mean, Bono was weird anyway. Like, he used to be, you know, just a rock star, and then he became, like, a political advocate.
Which was all right.
But he's got so much money. He's jet-setting around the world. I have no idea what he's done. I know he did something with Louis Vuitton. I don't know if that saved Africa.
Well, he's still trying.
I guess.
As misguided as he is.
Yeah. You know what? He could just give all of his money to help save Ebola. I mean, like Mark Zuckerberg gave a shitload of money for Ebola. These people could probably do that as well instead of singing a song. Well, they need to show everybody how upset they are about it. But the whole idea of, like, do they know it's Christmas?
Yeah.
Really? Should they care?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, what do you mean, do they know it's Christmas? Like, we're aware of when other groups of people have holidays.
It's like, yeah, they know.
Yes.
That's like, the answer.
People have heard about it.
At all.
Yeah.
That's that lyric. Do they know it's Christmas time? At all.
At all. Do they have any idea about Black Friday? Do they have any idea about the Secret Santa or the ugly Christmas, you know, the sweater parties? Do they have any clue about that?
Do they know about the gift exchange?
Yeah.
Do they know?
Feed the world.
Do they know about peppermint kings?
Yes. All these really important things. It's just so bizarre.
Do they even have a tree inside?
But the other weird thing about... Do they have a tree? Do they have Douglas fir trees over there?
Yeah.
Maybe we should donate a bunch of them over there.
Yeah.
That'll probably help people. So bizarre. I haven't heard this song. Bono looks like a moron.
He does.
For some reason. I used to really like U2 as well.
Yeah.
And then he started talking.
Oh, okay.
Which I'm against for rock
And then
stars.
Their latest stunt where they uploaded their album to iTunes for free.
It's the most returned album of all times. People downloaded, like, did their regular sync, and then they had gotten a free U2 album.
Nobody asked for it.
People were pissed.
Yeah, because it's infecting their iPods. Not with a virus, but just with their
music. Well, unless you have listened to that new album and have determined it to be so bad as to be a virus.
Yes,
of some kind.
That's what I mean by that. And but he said, I apologize. We were so excited about the album. We just wanted everybody to have it.
What?
No, I don't want it.
You know, that's what we're going to start sneaking this podcast into people's podcast rotation, whether they want it or not.
Yeah, like, we just wanted everyone to listen to
it. It's like, hey, you know, yes, you do. You will know it.
You will know it.
You're about to know
everybody,
all about it.
In the spirit of U2, why don't you just go ahead and bomb somebody's Facebook page with our link?
Yes.
How about that?
Just put that on there. Force it in.
Force it
in. Take over the page and just start putting stuff about Heike up there.
Yeah.
It'll be good. It's so bizarre. Yikes. I don't know. All right, so I want to shake off that with some Christmas feel-good stuff. Everybody loves Hallmark. Everyone else loves the Hallmark Network. Have you ever watched it? Apparently it's on cable. And I've been seeing the commercials for it. They're doing 12 new Christmas movies. Now, they have commissioned 12 movies I can imagine the quality of
those
films.
They've commissioned, they're producing.
They're their own. They're producing it, writing it, everything themselves.
Hallmark
is doing it.
Hallmark is a movie company now.
Now it is.
Okay.
Now they have a channel. They're like, what the fuck are we going to put on it?
Yeah.
Better make something. So these are 12 Christmas movies. I'll just give you a couple of my favorites. They're starring nobody. One Starry Christmas.
One Starry Christmas is the name of it.
Yeah. An aspiring astronomy professor finds unexpected Christmas romance when she meets a charming cowboy during her holiday travel. As she decides between this new cowboy and her practical boyfriend, because you know cowboys are nuts. Totally impractical as a partner. She must decide whether it's better to play safe in love or let the adventurous cowboy steal her heart.
There's nothing adventurous about a cowboy. Do you know? Have you ever talked to a cowboy?
Yeah, I had a friend who actually grew up on ranches and was a cowboy. He was just like kind of like everybody else, except that he grew up on a ranch.
Right. And also, I find actually that cowboys are less talkative, at least to me.
You couldn't get them to open up to you?
Come on. No. Just out there. Who are they talking to?
Here's another one for the men. The Nine Lives of Christmas.
With
Christmas approaching,
meow.
A handsome fireman,
nice.
Afraid of commitment, adopts a stray cat and meets a beautiful veterinary student who challenges his decision to remain a bachelor.
Wait a minute. So you've got a firefighter.
Yes.
Who's afraid to commit with a cat.
Well, he adopts a cat. I guess that's the first step.
Is there a calendar?
I have no idea. On the way here, they have the shirtless, because they have the new calendars for FDNY.
Yeah.
It's like 10-foot tall shirtless guy on the side of a bus, and it just says FDNY. Get the calendar.
Nice.
That's how you feed the world. Do they know it's Christmas? Do they?
I have that calendar. I get it every year. But last year, the guy's faces, and I showed it to you like 3 times, the calendar.
Yeah.
Not so great.
Yeah.
All right, sorry, guys. Great bodies.
I'll give you this last one. A Cookie Cutter Christmas. Two longtime rivals and elementary school teachers duke it out during the holidays in a Christmas cookie bake-off, but their real feud ignites over a shared interest in a handsome single dad. Oh. In the picture, it's a woman and a guy, and I'm like, oh, good, Hallmark, equality. But no, it's actually two women.
So it's two women
who are fighting over a handsome single dad.
At the school.
Presumably, it's one of their students' dads.
So not at all ethically... challenging.
With both determined.
Not at all throwing women back another 100 years.
No, not at all. No. They probably only talk to each other about the guy in the movie.
They're two spinster ladies.
Two old teachers.
He's mine.
One more only because Jane Seymour is in it. Oh. She's like Miss Hallmark. She probably owns like 20% of Hallmark. A Royal Christmas.
Oh.
A young working girl.
What does that mean?
I don't, with a blue-collar background. All right, we get it. She's a regular person. It's surprised when her new fiance
announces...
Does that
mean she's a prostitute?
I don't...
That's what you're saying?
Yeah, working girl. Right? Her new fiance announces that he's actually the prince of a small sovereign country in Europe that we've never heard of. After the couple quickly takes off to spend the holidays at the family's sprawling royal castle, she must work hard to win over her disapproving and unaccepting future mother-in-law, the queen. And find out if love can conquer all. I bet you it does.
Bet you.
I'm guessing that.
So working girl, that's just a euphemism for she's a streetwalker.
Yeah, but a working girl from a blue-collar background.
Right, so she's doesn't charge
a
lot.
Some pretty woman.
Right. That's basically Pretty Woman
for
Hallmark. And what does Lifetime have to say about this? I think they're trying to bite on their style.
Trying to? They are eating up all in their style. They are munching all over. Lifetime has turned into... you get killed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right?
It's
true crime
plus
Hallmark equals Lifetime, but white women only, I think.
Yeah.
It's like white women are getting killed left, right, and center, or they're avenging another white woman that's been killed.
That's
also a legitimate genre.
Sure.
So, 12 movies. I just gave you 3 people, and the remaining 9 are just as surprising.
Sounds wonderful.
Yeah, happy endings all around. All right, what do you have?
I have here, well, as you know, it's an old Christmas tradition. Or, as you may not know, we talked about this.
Yeah, the Victorians did it as well, to tell ghost stories at Christmas time.
Ghost stories at Christmas time were big, and that was a big tradition.
Yeah.
And I think in recent times it kind of fell off. But here, as you know, we have our segment, Tales from the Campfire.
Tales from the, and we're bringing you a Christmas tale from their Christmas campfire, I guess.
Right, yes.
Tales from the Campfire is a segment that we do where we retell ghost stories, stories of the paranormal, fake lore, folklore, urban legends, and we retell them here around the digital campfire.
That's right. So gather around. around the Yule log.
Yes, for the Yuletide Christmas.
Yeah.
Durr. Campfire action.
Right. Okay, this is by Misty Milner.
Okay. Really?
Yes. Okay.
Misty Milner.
Yeah. Her, she was bold. She's got her full name out there.
She's a working girl from a blue-collar background.
Yes. From Virginia. Yeah. Hey, Virginia.
Hey.
Yes, Virginia. There is a Santa Claus. About 8 years ago when I was five, I'm now 13, mm-hmm. I lived in this house.
Thank you for the math on that.
I lived in this house which was believed to be haunted. Since I was so young, I really didn't believe this stuff because at that age, kids sometimes think what people tell you is made up.
Okay.
Just a joke to scare you. So, good.
Yeah.
Skeptical.
Yeah, already. No joy for her.
Right. At eight.
Yes.
She's seen it all.
She's jaded at eight.
It was Christmas Eve and everything was normal.
Okay.
I went to bed early so that Santa could come to my house faster.
Yes, that's exactly. When I was a kid, I have a sleeping disorder. I've had it my whole life. Yeah. But I was like, God damn it.
Better be in bed.
I'm going to be in bed at like 7:30 on Christmas Eve. Yeah. I was like, what are you doing? I'm like, waiting.
Yeah. He's not going to come here if I'm up and about.
The sooner we're asleep, the sooner we can get our stuff.
Yes.
Quit playing.
I laid awake in bed thinking about all the neat presents I would be getting the next day. I thought about all the toys, pretty clothes, candy, and other cool stuff that kids get for Christmas. I discovered that by thinking about all this caused me to gain no progress in getting to sleep. I like your style.
Yeah.
So I pushed.
That backfired. I was wide awake as ever. Plus, no candy, no neat gifts, nothing.
Yeah. So I pushed the excitement aside and soon fell asleep.
Okay.
That's nice.
She's actually 32.
Yeah. She's getting
mental age.
Getting control of her emotions.
Yeah.
Gotta push those emotions aside.
Push them aside. Be practical.
Have a sandwich.
Yeah. Mentally.
Eat your emotions. That's how you get them to go.
Is that, does that work?
Eat your emotions.
An emotional sandwich?
Yes. That morning, I woke up like every normal kid, realized that it was Christmas morning, and jumped out of bed as fast as I could. And then I ran to my parents' bedroom. And they were still sound asleep.
Of course.
So I woke them up shouting, wake up, it's Christmas! Bitches.
What a nightmare. I'm glad I don't have any kids, because I'm sure my reaction would be to strike out.
My niece and nephew will wake me up, like, wake her up. Go ahead, you wake her up.
They can do it.
It's like a little hand comes over and touches my forehead.
Gingerly. They're like, don't scare her.
Don't scare
her. Don't spook her.
What's the best way to wake her up so she doesn't like flail and hit us?
Just do it from the doorway.
Or scream.
Like, hey, Katie.
Get a poker.
Yes.
They sleepily crawled out of bed and told me to go on to the living room.
Okay.
Really?
Yes.
They don't give it
up. They don't care. Just get out.
They're hungover.
Yes.
Well, they went to the bathroom to help themselves wake up.
Okay. What's in the bathroom? It's a Keurig. A
few lines.
K-cups. Yeah. A couple of lines.
Yeah.
Some bumps.
I was anxiously waiting near the tree, staring at all my presents. I knew I couldn't open a present until my parents told me I could, so I just tried to guess what I had gotten.
They're just hanging out in the bathroom at this point.
Blow.
Just being like, how long do you think she's going to wait out there?
Yeah. I then walked over to the couch and sat impatiently. At that moment, in front of me, I saw the apparition of a 15-year-old girl holding one of my presents.
What?
She then held it out to me and said, here you go, open it. When I told her no, she put it back under the tree. At that moment, my parents walked in the room and she disappeared. When I told my parents what I saw, they didn't believe me. The end.
Oh, that's not bad.
Not bad at all. Listen to the comments. It would be interesting, comments from the readers. It would be interesting if you get more information about her. Look up your house past.
There's that same person is like on every ghost forum. Have you done the research?
Yeah.
Have you done the research or are you just coming up with this stuff?
Go to the library. Indeed, this ghost girl is definitely friendly. However, sooner or later, you have to help this girl move on. Not all ghosts can be friendly for too long.
Wow.
So it
starts out light on Christmas with the, you know, the offer of one of your own gifts. Before you know it, it's like a liver or something.
Yeah. Somebody else's, like, more information would be nice.
Oh, wow.
However, it does not seem so frightening. Does she appear only at Christmas?
She's only seen her once. She's giving you all the information there is. That's all there is.
We want more.
Yes. Did she write back?
No. And then someone said, that's such an awesome story. You should have asked her not to go, but please stay and see Mommy and Daddy or something. Hey, I want to add you to my favorites.
What? That sounds creepy already.
Yeah, right.
I'd be like, no on that.
And someone said, you should be her friend and get her a present so she knows she's loved.
That's nice.
That's a nice Christmas wish.
I like that one.
All right.
So I have here, what should I go with next? Oh, we already trounced you. They know it's Christmas. Oh, best new toys for Christmas.
All right. What do you have?
So if you didn't get these for your kids, you're an asshole.
Okay. Basically. What age group?
It just says kids. So is kids who are young enough to still play with physical objects. So I guess like 12.
Pre-pubescent.
Yeah, 12. 12 and under.
All right.
Something like this. So these are the top toys for Christmas. And I checked tons and tons of lists. There's a doll out there called My Friend Kayla. Have you heard about this?
No.
My Friend Kayla is the world's first live interactive doll.
Ew.
Designed to sync with any Android or iOS smartphone device with a free downloadable app. She can recognize a child's voice.
Ew.
And answer questions.
Oh, kind of like Siri, but a doll.
Yeah. But a doll that recognizes the owner's voice. Mm-hmm. Right? Because so it can pick the owner out of a crowd is where I'm going with this. Can zero in on your kid.
Yeah, so I could ask the question. She's going to be like, whatever.
But she'll also probably only take orders from the kid. So the kid is like, kill Tommy.
It's like, yes, master.
Children can play master, games, Lily. Read stories, and talk to her about her scrapbook.
What?
I have no idea what her scrapbook is, but...
They don't elaborate on what the scrapbook is?
No, it's just a scrapbook. As well as getting helpful hints and tips from Kayla to aid with homework. And this is supposed to be the number one seller in the U.S. and in the U.K.
What, she's saving bits of hair in the scrapbook?
I have no idea what's in the scrapbook.
A tooth?
That's what I'm thinking. I have no idea what's in the scrapbook, but it's Kayla, and she looks like she's about... 2.5 feet tall.
Oh, that's the worst doll.
It's just a robot. Really? They're calling it a doll, but it's really, really, really just a robot here. Also, they have in here, as for the top toys, it's Minecraft figures from the game Minecraft.
Okay.
These are like some little, they look like little 8-bit figures. They're collectible. They're 3 inches tall, so easy to swallow. And they come with accessories so that you can create, build, and customize your own version of the game.
Really?
There's also, here's another robot toy, Little Live Pets Birdcage.
Little Live Pets Birdcage.
It's a little tiny birdcage with a mechanical bird inside, and it responds to your touch, and it will sing, chirp, and tweet for you. But the more, you have to play with the bird, otherwise it gets sad.
Oh.
The more you interact with it.
And depressed. Does it have little Wellbutrin tablets for it too?
Me it's just hanging from a noose in there.
I would totally put a live bird in there and make them fight.
Then you can also have it record your voice.
Come on, robot versus bird? Bam!
Why do I think that the bird wouldn't have a chance?
We'll see. Not my birds.
A robot toy.
I will breed my own birds for strength.
Then there's also kind of an updated Simon, where
Simon was a disc, and it had the four colors, and it would light up a pattern. So it would go green, blue, red, and then stop, and then you would repeat the pattern.
Yeah, so if anybody is younger than us who's listening to this, now you know.
Yeah.
But this one you can mix and scratch.
What?
Yeah. So it's like a little DJ. So you have to mix up it plays a little section of music and it scratches it and mixes it. And then you have to repeat the same.
Okay.
That's actually kind of cool.
That's kind of fun.
Yeah. So there are a bunch of other toys too, but they didn't say, like Lego has some stuff. And then there's a Transformer toy. Still?
Transformers have been going on for ages.
Yeah. They were popular when we were kids.
Yeah. It's
like I had
the Hello
one.
Kitty of robots.
I had one that my dad got me and I was like, yo, this is not a Transformer.
This is a.
It was like
a Transmorpher.
Yes, it was something else. I think he probably thought it was a Transformer. But you know, when you're a kid, you're very adept at figuring out like what's Bobo and what's not. And I was like, I don't know about this. I remember this character.
It's depressing, and then you think about it. You have the rest of the morning to be like, I don't know why I have this.
But then he also gave me some bizarre Japanese robot toy that was die-cast metal, and it was lethal.
Oh, nice.
It weighed I should have kept it. It's probably worth some money now. But it weighed a ton, and it had projectiles, and I was like, this doesn't seem right for a child's toy.
I could kill you with this, Father.
Yeah.
I could kill you.
I think at one point I used it to, like, hammer something in. You know what I mean? Like, it was like a really, really serious toy.
And it wouldn't crack.
It wouldn't crack. Shift. It's probably still around somewhere.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, what do you have?
I have here, looking online for holiday season love.
Oh, no. So, okay, I think that's a bad time of year to try to find somebody, yeah. But let's hear what they have to say.
It says here, holidays wanted.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Holidays are the worst time to be single, and some of us are just over it. We're two single girls looking for a pair of seasonal boyfriends for Christmas and New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
And only for Christmas and New Year's. Okay.
Sounds very 70s. I like it.
Okay. So.
I feel like they're in a chalet and they're like, we're two ladies just looking for some quick seasonal love.
So two girls, one season. It's a Tumblr page.
Okay.
Okay.
So two girls, one season.
There are two 26-year-olds in San Francisco who started a blog at saying they're looking for a fairy tale romance, mm-hmm. but not the forever kind. This love comes with an expiration date.
Which is January 1st.
And they write, our love will be fake, but epic.
Okay.
The girls write, we'll wear matching sweaters. We'll attend Cuddle Fest 2014 by the fire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll bake gingerbread cookies and decorate them to look like us. We'll be the effing spitting image of the last 30 minutes of Love Actually. So they want to have the whole package of the storybook romance for the holidays.
But it's got to end by January 1st.
Yeah. And then we'll dump you the day after New Year's.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know what? Where can guys sign up, really?
So these women are looking for holidays. They're men to keep them company during the onslaught of the holiday parties, traditions, and events.
Mm-hmm. Escorts.
Yeah, basically. But a fun way.
But yeah. Well, they don't. It's escorts, but they don't want to. I mean, that's illegal. Yeah. No, actually, no. Escorting is not illegal. But they just don't want to pay for this.
Yeah, the women.
Are they going Dutch on this one?
The women originally posted their ad on Craigslist, and then it was removed twice.
Why?
Yeah, right.
For soliciting.
Yeah, and so then men are also looking for seasonal love. A self-described 28-year-old entrepreneur, also in San Francisco, posted a similar ad that was removed.
Mm-hmm.
Saying, let me be clear. I want a girlfriend, but I don't really want a girlfriend.
Why are they taking these ads out? In poor taste? Or?
I just want one for the holidays because it sounds like a prosp situation.
Okay. Oh, I can see that.
Yeah. Another post.
I wonder if prostitutes are like, you know what? This is BS. Make it clear, people. We're working. You're not.
Another what post.
About,
said,
if you're a prostitute and you respond to that, and the guy's like, well, I wasn't looking for a prostitute. He's like, you know what? $200. Right.
That's it. Cute, sane, stable, single, and silly gent-seeking date for the holidays. Yeah.
Do these people have a lot of events to attend? Is that the thing? And they don't want to go by themselves?
Yeah, they don't want to go by themselves. They don't want to go to this party and that party by
themselves. I never minded that when I was single. That's a part of the fun. Because you could meet somebody when you go to the party, right?
Yeah.
Or that you don't want to be bothered with all that.
Well, Dr. Pepper Schwartz says.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. I love Dr. Pepper Schwartz.
I think it's kind of clever. Sometimes there are things so daunting in many ways. A big cocktail, having someone to shield you from someone you don't want to talk to.
Okay.
So you have work to do when you go to the parties. You can't just roam around eating cookies and drinking. You mm-hmm. have to be lively. You have to have, you have to, again, shield somebody from somebody you don't want to talk to. If someone starts the questions like, are you here alone? Are you seeing anyone? The person's like,
right here.
Yeah.
Do you see this? Yeah. What was your name again? Candy?
Yeah.
I'm with Candy.
Right. And so...
Because people are named Candy nowadays still.
Right.
That's
so
like a
you can hire a holiday.
Name. I mean, this is escorts. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
So, okay. So if I put an ad like this out and I get my pretty man, let's call him.
Yeah. My pretty man.
Yes. Pretty man. Like, what kind of control do I have over how he's going to behave, how he's going to act? Do I have to split bills with him? Is it Dutch? Or do
you pay for it all. Well, whatever you want to do, you pay for it. Well, you want the company of this fella.
So,
this pretty man.
This pretty man.
That's going to be our new holiday
I'm
toy that we're coming out with.
I'm imagining a guy with thigh-high boots on, leaning over a car.
Jaquetta, we could have a holiday gift, called, the hikey gift, called My Pretty Man.
My Pretty Man.
And it's like kind of like a robot. That's a man who's pretty.
Are the thigh-high boots still in the picture?
Yes.
Or, okay.
Yes.
Is a bad perm also in the picture?
And we'll have them available next year.
Yes.
And you can take them to the party. They'll walk.
Well, you can have them from Thanksgiving until January 1st.
Uh-huh.
They turn off.
Yeah, they turn off and that's it. And they're disposable. Then
yeah.
They self-destruct.
They self-destruct, or they're origami.
Yeah.
So they unfold themselves and slip under the door,
yeah.
Refold themselves on the other side, and they come back to us.
And we'll pre-program them with conversation pieces.
Yeah.
You just press a button.
To make you sound good.
Yeah.
That's where it's going to go.
Yeah.
That's what it's going to be for women. Because you were thinking about the, what would the... The sex robot for women would just be this thing, Pretty
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, my, like my Pretty Man.
My Pretty Man. It could right. come straight out of Korea.
Right.
2015. Yeah. My it's Pretty Man.
Made by Hey You Know It.
That's awesome.
And designed by us.
I like
so
it.
We copyrighted it. But one more thing I want to add here.
Okay. I'm not
going to
stop you.
We discussed Rent-A-Friend in the previous episode.
Is it back?
It's back, and it's for the holidays.
Okay.
You know, they're trying to push it for the holidays.
Really?
So, again, for your holiday parties, you can rent a friend.
What kind of friend?
Any kind of friend. You can rent a friend. If you are single and you have no one to go with to the party.
So is, this is a friend, like, who's going to pose as your partner?
It could be just a company, like, to go out.
Or is it, like, platonic? Like it's like you and me kind of situation.
It's platonic.
So it's like
Rent-A-Katie. Rent-A-Katie.
Or Rent-A-Jaquetta.
It can be a wingman.
Okay.
A friend for a senior. You can bake with, if you want to bake.
Wow, we live in a very, very sad time.
Go, you know, these are suggested activities that you can rent a friend for. You can work
to bake cookies in your home.
Yeah, a workout partner.
Okay,
a hot air balloon companion.
Good
play
Lord,
sports.
That's very specific.
Go to the park, meet friends. Go, again, a wingman situation.
Mm-hmm.
Go to a comedy bar, hang out. Go to just a bar.
But what if you just show up? I'm like, hey, Katie, let's hang out. And then you bring your renter. I'm like, who the fuck is this guy?
No,
like, don't worry, it's my wingman. Something happens, he'll jump right in. Because frankly, Jaquetta, you're terrible. So I got this guy. Fine.
Go shopping, tutoring, clubbing, bowling, dinner, arcade. See the psychic together.
Wow.
Yeah, you could do all these things together. And
is there payment?
There is payment. You have to pay them. They go from like $10 an hour and up. For whatever the activity is. And you have to also pay for the activity.
Mm-hmm.
And here it started.
How is this not prostitution? It sounds just like prostitution.
It does. It sounds like it. They don't say HJs, though.
Yeah. But, I mean, not that. I'm just thinking about the idea of paying someone to be in your company.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, there's also...
Because there's a lot of ways to prostitute yourself, right?
Here's another thing here that I just
have to
fell
sex.
Over. On this, there are a few reasons people who have partners don't want their partner to go with them to a holiday event. And it says
I'll be
here,
damned.
Yeah.
Are husbands renting Pretty Man for their wives already?
No.
I'm not going to that fucking party, Barbara.
No.
Take so, Pretty Man.
Here's the thing. I don't want my coworkers to realize I'm married to a drunk. I want
to... I think then you need to get him into a program.
Right, right. But until
don't just,
then...
Don't just forget about the fact...
No.
And it's an inconvenience around the holidays. Get the man some help.
I want to hire a friend who is polite, quiet, and will not take advantage of an open bar. So I think...
Is that the problem?
Yeah. And that's what they're looking for. Someone to go to their office party with who's not going to get wasted.
Okay.
And, you know, get into a fist fight with your boss.
Now, how do you explain that
or
to your...
Or make out with the person in accounting.
How do you say that to your partner? Like, look, I'm taking somebody else.
Say no spouse is allowed.
Not a spouse. Yeah.
Yeah, stay home. Here's a bottle of booze.
Yeah, he's not going to care.
Here's
you're drunk.
Here's some Smirnoff. Keep yourself occupied with
this. I like the
I'm
idea
going to my
that the woman takes Pretty Man to the, you
no,
know.
It's my oh,
sorry, my Pretty Man.
Yeah.
My Pretty Man with a little C in a circle next to it. And then the husband shows up and is like, I don't give a shit.
No.
Open bar, B.
Yeah.
Open bar.
Yeah.
Wow. So did you get an idea of what the price range is like for these people?
It depends on the service.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's $10 an hour.
And
plus,
are they...
And up.
It's just so bizarre because they're getting paid to be congenial.
Some people will actually waive the fee.
If they enjoy it.
If they enjoy the event.
Wow.
So if you want to go to a Beyonce concert with me.
Mm-hmm. I don't, but I would keep the fee.
You would, no, you're going to waive the fee because I'm going to pay for the ticket.
Oh. There's something that just strikes me as sad about that.
Yeah.
I'm just imagining some sad woman at home being like, you know, I'd really prefer not to bake these cupcakes alone.
Yeah.
And then pulling up an app. And then, you know, 20 minutes later, someone
right.
comes over who just needs some money.
Or,
and has to put up with this
yeah.
woman and her
right.
cupcake-ness.
Yeah.
You're listening to Hey You Know It with Jaquetta Sotmari and
Katie Kazmir.
We're telling you how it is and how it should be.
And then what? So how does it work at the end? Are they like, you know what? You actually weren't a bitch. Wave in the face.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
As opposed to,
I'll take a dozen of these to go.
As opposed to, like, do you still want the fee? It's like, hell yes.
Yeah.
And my time is up.
Yeah. And you know what? Something else. I have diarrhea.
We could be
leave.
Like, look, you got 15 minutes to wrap this up. If you want another hour of me being congenial, it's going to cost you another $15.
Exactly.
Otherwise, I'm out of here.
My fee suddenly went up.
Yes.
It's $25 an hour.
Yes. For you.
I didn't know.
That's crazy. Rentafriend.com.
Yeah.
Maybe we should, I mean, if it's cheap, I'll do one. I'm just curious.
Yeah?
I want someone to watch Netflix with me. How much is that going to cost?
$10 an hour.
$10 an
hour. Or they might waive it if it's a good movie.
It's
And if you add your commentary.
What if I have HBO? It's
they
free.
May pay you.
They may
go to your house and pay you to listen to you.
I want to pay someone to laugh at my material.
Yeah, you could do this.
You could do that, right?
Your friend will come over.
No, not at my house. I'm saying I want to go out to an event, and I'm going to rent like 4 or 5 people. Mm-hmm. And they're going to be, God, Jaquetta's hilarious. Look at you, like, she's killing at this cocktail party.
Or, you know, and the thing is, like, if you're going out to a bar and if you want to attract a new person in your life,
mm-hmm.
you can hire these people to stand
person
around
is
you.
Slightly less attractive than you, but is similar to you.
Yes.
To stand near you.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
But you could also hire someone as a grenade.
Yes.
As well. I like that
And
idea.
Also, one of my
Christmas
friends...
Christmas just got better.
Right. One of my friends once told me, you know, years ago, we were out at a bar and nobody was coming up to us. And it was weird because this never happens.
Yes.
Not Katie
usually
Kazmir.
We're fighting them off with sticks.
Yeah, usually we are. And what's going on? Nobody's talking to us. And she said, because we're standing here with sourpuss looks on our faces.
Oh.
She's like, let's look like we're having a good time. And I'm like, I'm in a bad mood.
Yeah, because I'm over here by myself. With just you.
With you. And she said, no, I'm going to say something to you. I'm going to, in your ear, whatever it is, just laugh. And then you say something to me, and then I'll laugh.
And then people flocked to you?
They did.
It was like an Axe commercial?
It was like an Axe commercial, girl style.
Those girls are laughing. Let's get over there. They look vulnerable.
We looked like we were having fun. So then people are like, I'm joining in.
The party's over here. The
party's over here.
Wow.
So you can rent friends to come and do this with you if you can't keep up a conversation.
That's funny. I remember when I was younger going out, I used to try to look mean if I didn't want people to approach me, and inevitably leads into, this could be a race thing, of just being like, hey, you need to smile. Me being like, you know what?
No.
No, that's not what this was about.
Yeah, right.
That's not what this was about at all. You totally missed the mark on it. I like that one. Uh-huh. All right, so...
Who do you have here?
Oh, I want to get some Pliny in here.
Oh, Pliny the Elder.
Pliny
this is
the Elder. My new segment called Respect Your Elder. It's Respect Y.R. Elder.
Your Elder,
hashtag.
That meaning Pliny the
Pliny
Elder.
Pliny the Elder.
Yeah.
So, you know, Saturnalia, we've talked about before, it's an ancient Roman festival, suspiciously a lot like Christmas.
Oh, suspicious.
Yeah, so it was held on the 17th of December to the 23rd, mm-hmm. and sometimes up into the 25th. And it was to celebrate with a sacrifice of like a pig or something like that at the Temple of Saturn and the Roman Forum. And they would have public banquet and the gift giving and partying. And it was a reversal of regular social norms. So on that day, the slaves became like the masters, and the masters became like the slaves.
Nice.
So they would have parties, and they would serve the slaves. The slaves were allowed, everyone was allowed to gamble, including
the slave
slaves.
Is like, how do you like me now? With my foot in your face.
Yes. Everyone used to wear a weird, like a dunce cap.
Okay.
Kind of thing as well. And it used to get just completely crazy. Mm-hmm. So this was like the most known Roman holiday. And it also had Greek origins as well. But to get to what Pliny had to say about it. So I've already described to you that they would carry on. Like, people would get nuts. And, like, we have no idea how to party. They knew how to party.
Right.
Like, they would get insane with it. Apparently, Pliny was not so so fond of this. Of the role-playing, the gambling, the dice-playing, slaves running all over the place. And so his quote was, Pliny describes a secluded suite of rooms in his Laurentine villa, which he uses as a retreat, especially during Saturnalia, when the rest of the house is so noisy with the license of the holiday and festive cries. This way, I don't hamper the games of my people, and they don't hinder my work or studies.
That's right.
So Pliny never took a break.
That's right, because he had people.
He had to keep writing about bears and menstrual cycles and all of these wonderful things. Also, on the 2 days after Saturnalia, there was gift giving. and A Festival of Lights. Does it sound familiar to you as well?
A little bit.
They also
tell me more, Jaquetta.
They also worship the sun.
Oh,
as well.
Oh, the sun.
The other sun.
The other sun.
So,
not the sun.
People would give away gag gifts. Yes. Which I can't even imagine what an ancient gag gift would be like.
I got a rock. Yes. I thought it was a diamond. I thought it was a nice piece of gold.
So
or
they
some
would,
salt.
They would give some salt.
Oh, nice thing.
But it's a gag gift. It's not really salt. It's something else. So they would give dice, writing tablets, knuckle bones.
A knuckle bone?
Yeah.
All right.
To put combs, toothpicks. That's a very small gift.
Yeah.
Toothpick, a hat, hunting knives,
Jaquetta, I got you this toothpick.
Yes. Ah! It's hilarious. You show it to Plenty. Perfumes, pipes, sausages, tables, cups, spoons, people of clothing, or they might give you a slave.
Oh.
Or something, or an exotic animal or something like that.
Like
so
those.
There was gift giving, there was lighting of candles, there was merriment, and that was Saturnalia. And that's Plenty wasn't really down with it. He did not like to party.
Mm.
I'm sad to hear that. So that's a Plenty. If you're doing like Plenty this holiday, if you want to escape the holidays, I think Katie can help you out with that.
That's right.
Yeah. If you want to let Christmas go.
If you want to let it go, you've got six graceful ways to opt out of family holiday traditions.
I'm opting out of Kwanzaa again.
Are you?
Yes.
Okay.
I've never celebrated it, but I'm opting out.
You know, we used to wonder why our brothers and sister-in-laws with children always seemed to be seething and stressed. Like, what's up with you?
Yes. What's your problem?
And then we had children of our own, and boom.
Now we know.
Now we get it. So this is what you should do now, people.
Really? Yeah.
Now, because it's my problem. Everyone else, you know, we're going to find a way for everyone
to adjust
to me. But
I think there's a thing, too, is that some people are just always stressed.
Yeah.
You know, like no matter what's going on. All right, so.
Can you say rushed Christmas morning, anyone? Definitely no fun. Because it's the idea of hurry up, get the Christmas done with the kids so you can get to the relative's house and do the whole thing.
Yeah, see, I did not grow up with this because my mom and I are pretty antisocial. So we get up, open up the Christmas presents. My mom probably went back to sleep. And I probably watched TV.
No, well, with us, when we were kids, you know, we didn't go anywhere because it was like...
It was at your house.
It was at your house. No,
yeah, and there's a lot of you.
And everyone else has their own Christmases, so it just everyone's straight put.
It seems a thing now, though, that people have to run from place to place. Mm-hmm. Personally, I wouldn't... If I think it's going to be difficult for you to come to my thing, it's like, let's do it another time.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah. With both the sets of our parents, who are very well-intentioned, can't seem to understand why a formal sit-down dinner at 2:30 would be a problem.
What the fuck? Like, why is that? Why is Christmas dinner and getting earlier and earlier? I keep hearing this from people.
Do it later.
People say I gotta go here and eat at 2:30 so I can be somewhere else to eat at 5 o'clock. Is that what it's about?
Yeah.
I guess.
Go and see this one, go and see that one.
Yeah. That seems like the worst day of the year to be traveling, even locally, would be on Christmas Day.
Yeah, yeah.
Plus, I mean, you should be drunk and you should not be behind the wheel of a car.
Right.
Right.
But some people can't get it together either because other people can get around with their kids and figure it out and say, hey, you know what? We'll get up early.
We'll
do the presents.
Spots.
Do the presents with the kids. Mm-hmm. Have breakfast. Everybody gets changed and ready to go and you're out the door by noon.
Yeah, I guess. This is what I'm saying. Like, some people are organized and people aren't.
Yeah.
And then the holidays come up and like, you really need to get it together.
Right, right. So, anyway, so you don't say you don't want to get it together.
I don't. I'm saying it. I don't want to get it together.
Here are six strategies that work for these people that might.
Is video conference one of them? Because that's where I'd go. Everyone's got FaceTime.
Right. FaceTime and Skype.
Yeah.
That's it. But here.
And then just tape it and just play the same thing to everybody. Be like, hold on.
But this is to break the news that you're not doing this.
Okay.
So do it now, not at the last minute. If you're hosting, you'd want the same consideration. The more time you give them to set their expectations before the main event, the better.
Yeah.
So start telling them in July. I'm not coming to
your
house.
I'm not doing it.
On Christmas, by the way. Send the right ambassador.
Okay.
So your husband should announce to his family. That,
wow.
And
people
you should
are very
do the same
fragile.
With yours. It's not the daughter-in-law who's to go to the mother-in-law. Like, hey.
I would. Guess what? We ain't coming.
Yeah.
Right. Sorry. Whoops.
Be straight. Just tell your parents what's going to work best for you.
Mm-hmm.
Like hosting Thanksgiving and staying home for Christmas.
It's like,
whatever.
Look, we have our own family now, and we're happy to get away from you.
Yeah.
You were terrible.
We did this on purpose.
Yes.
We made this unit.
We've moved hours away, and it's just not a coincidence.
Right. Don't focus on what you're not doing, but emphasize what you are doing. We're having fun here.
Yeah.
We got all the good food here.
Yes.
I'm not coming over to your house for Pringles.
Yeah. For Pringles. Even.
Stop looking for approval. Your parents might not approve.
No, they never loved you.
Yeah.
They're not going to start now.
Right. They resent you, actually.
Yes.
And just expect more resentment.
Yes. Someone said to me recently, they're like, yeah, well, we rarely ever hear from you. I was like, well, listen up.
Yeah.
Like, here's your chance.
Here's your chance now.
Yeah.
I tell you I'm not coming.
Savor it.
Propose an alternate. Pick an alternate day to celebrate the holiday. That's fine.
Yeah.
That's what everyone
should do. You really have from like the 20th, I think, to like New Year's to get all this stuff in.
Right. It's the 12 days of Christmas.
Yeah.
That's what it's called. And it actually technically starts on Christmas Day. That's your 12 days of Christmas.
Yeah. And then boom, you continue.
Boom, boom. You continue to party.
Yeah.
And
you keep it moving.
And you go visiting. That's when you deliver the fruitcakes.
Because people are at home.
Right. Stop in, have a cup of coffee.
I remember one year someone gave us a fruitcake that was so alcoholic, you could have lit it on fire.
Nice.
It was insane. We had it for a long time.
Sent it to my place.
Yeah. It's probably still around.
I'll chew on it.
It's a brick.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, Christmas is not really that hectic for... this year, Greg and I are going to Montreal for Christmas.
Nice.
So we'll see how they do it up there. But I think we're not going to do the whole gifts and tree and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. I think we're just going to go out and stuff ourselves and get drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's how... That's what the reason for
that's
the season,
good.
Right?
That's good,
right? In my estimation.
No, I'm going to see Family Limited.
Family Light.
Then I'm having company come in.
Oh, cool. That's awesome.
And visit for a few days.
I'm considering, because we mentioned this in another episode, I think Holiday Survival Guide, having an open house at some point.
Right.
With various cocktails throughout the day.
So yeah, every hour is a different cocktail.
You can choose how belligerent you want me to be. When you show up.
It's just one day. It's not necessarily on Christmas.
No, it's not going to be on Christmas.
Just another day. Open house, and I'll have stations around. I'll have Hennessy.
What?
There.
I'll be over there.
And then Bloody Marys, and then champagne.
Wow. I'm not going to make it through. I'm going to get to station 4, and then you're going to have to call a car service for me.
Exactly.
So, the day after Christmas.
Yeah.
Boxing Day.
Boxing Day, yes.
I did not know exactly what Boxing Day is. It's observed on December 26th, and it used to be known as St. Stephen's Day.
Mm.
So...
Glorious Esteban.
Yes. A lot of people think the name is derived from the church practice of opening alms boxes the day after Christmas and distributing money to the poor. Mm-hmm. But in England, it's actually... Because they used to have so many servants, and the servants would be running around for their masters on Christmas Day, making sure that they had a good time. Boxing Day was the day that the servants could celebrate their Christmas after everything was all said and done. So it has kind of dubious matter. So in Ireland, they call it Wren Day, and there's an old tradition that poor children would then kill a wren. And right?
You don't get a gift.
You get to kill a bird that
get
you
get outside.
Catch. Isn't
that
rough?
Catch it and kill it.
Ireland. And then they sell the feathers for small change. And then they can buy things for themselves. Today,
that's
they use
harsh.
A fake wren.
Are you kidding?
I'm not kidding. Times were hard. So Boxing Day, while it doesn't involve any kind of, it's not supposed to involve kinds of boxing. In parts of Africa, they box anyway.
Mm-hmm.
In like post-colonial. Because they're like Boxing Day. So they have big fighting matches, big boxing matches. And if you're really upper crust on Boxing Day, you will take your hounds out and you will, you know, mount up and you will go out and try to kill a fox. So that's how you celebrate Boxing Day.
Nice.
I think in Canada they have it, so I'll see what they do up there. Hopefully no small child is going to show up at my Airbnb rental with a dead bird and try to sell me a feather.
Be like, what? Give them a small bottle of wine.
Yes.
Like this.
I bought into the Hey You Know It studio today some very classy Concha y Toro mini wines.
From Chile.
Yes, from Chile.
Yes.
From Chile, right down the street on 42nd.
Nice.
And 8th.
Love it. Thank you.
So, Boxing Day apparently is also like a Black Friday in a lot of places as well.
Oh, so you go shopping.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, all the sales because everything is marked down.
Mm-hmm. And also that's the day tradition when people take things back.
Yeah.
As well. Which I've never really participated in that.
I never did. You give me something, I'm going
to
keep it.
I just keep it and then maybe try to figure out a use for it.
Yeah.
People have given me things before and they've mysteriously broken sometimes the day after Christmas.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so strange.
I know. I don't want to say anything to them because they'll be upset about the cheapness of their gift.
Yeah.
But, because I'm subtle. I just thank them for it. All right.
I'd like to give a shout out to the namesake of my band.
Oh, nice.
The Whipfather.
What's going on for the Whipfather?
Well, the Whipfather, as you know, is my band. Yes. I don't play an instrument. I don't sing.
Yeah.
But I have a band called the Whipfather.
And it's fantastic.
Yes. No songs yet.
Yeah.
I do come out on stage and I'm like, I am the Whipfather.
And that's the show.
Right. And so the Whipfather is really Santa's sidekick who brings a whip and he spanks all the naughty kids who misbehave. So, mm-hmm. you know, it's your time.
Yep. Your time
get
to shine.
Get out there and
you want to get out there and whip children, apparently. Yeah. It's the thing to do. We want to just give a random shout out to Krampus.
Yeah. Krampus is also the like the demon of Christmas.
Yeah.
He's the worst. He eats children, dips them in ink.
And he's also a brother.
Yeah, and he
from the Netherlands.
He's terrifying.
Yes.
And apparently there was a tradition where in Germany, as a young child, you reach an age where you don't believe in Krampus. You're like, mm-hmm. I'm 8 and I don't believe in Krampus.
And they show you a picture of Obama.
Well, he has horns. He comes out.
Well, they draw horns on him.
And, oh my God.
Is Krampus just actually like a bastard?
No, he has this forked tongue, cloven hooves, a barbed penis.
Really?
Yeah. All that. Anyway, but he comes by and he also tortures children and who are bad.
Okay.
So
a
now
barbed
you're like,
penis? Yeah. Why include that?
Because. Why not?
But that's, I mean, this is to scare children. Children shouldn't be thinking about that.
Well, because when this fellow comes to your house, you want the wife to keep it in check.
That's right. Okay.
Because there was also a time where Krampus would come by and
sleep with your wife.
And have his way with your woman.
Okay. And the woman was like, this is okay.
This, yeah.
But now when they added the barbed aspect to his manhood, it was off.
Because they had the woman, they have a picture of her in her lingerie waiting on her bed, and Krampus comes in with his whip and is like,
So they're like, we got to mix it up a little
bit. So there's some like S&M fun stuff happening.
So just a black man wasn't scary enough to stop the women.
No, he actually wasn't the black man. That was Black Pete.
Oh, so Krampus isn't. Okay,
isn't
let's
black.
Start again. So, break it down for me.
Okay, so Krampus is this older than Jesus. He's a demon that comes around at Christmas time. Apparently, with...
So he's older than Jesus, so he's like, what, 34?
Something like that.
35?
He's cloven-hoofed. He has a forked tongue. He has horns, and he has a barbed penis.
Okay.
Okay. But apparently, what he does, he comes by and he dips children in ink and strangles them and beats them and tortures them if they're naughty.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay.
Around Christmas time.
Around Christmas time, if you're bad. Mm-hmm. And so he's the threat. He's like, don't be bad, German kids.
Yeah.
Because Krampus will come and put you in a sack and take you away and do all these things with
you. And sleep with your mother.
And sleep with your mother.
Yeah.
Who is looking forward to Krampus.
Yeah. For the once a year good Christmas lay.
Right.
Okay.
Right, so
naughty is a little bit different for the mother,
right.
For the children, okay.
And so Krampus, there comes a time when a child is like, Krampus is BS.
Yeah,
I am 8 years old. I do not think he's coming for me. Well, men in the village dress up as Krampus in hordes, and they go around in groups, and they get wasted, and they go from house to house,
Go
to the in Germany, and they go to the children's windows, and they're like, I'm Krampus, and the kids are like, no, and they...
Is the barbed penis a part of this? I hope not.
I think they keep it in their pants at that point.
They allude to it.
Yes. Then they come to your door, and the parents that let them in and give them more booze.
Wow.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that still going on?
I don't know if it still goes on, but I'd like to bring it back.
Yeah.
I like instead of all the Santa Con.
Yeah.
Krampus Con. Krampus time. And it's going to happen on the 6th of December.
I like that idea.
Because they should, I think this should happen. Everyone demon up with your horns. Get out there.
Your barbed pee-pee.
Right.
Just run amok.
Right.
See if you can get into someone's house.
Krampus
time.
Yeah.
I like it.
Come to the house.
Huh.
You could be a sexy Krampus.
I'm sure that's already happening.
Yeah.
It's Germany. Why would they let that go?
Yeah.
They would miss an opportunity to do that.
We should have it here in America, and he would just be this, like, bad boy.
Krampus con.
No barbed penises.
No. I don't condone that at all.
Right.
Not even a fake one.
Right. See the picture of the woman getting, she's getting all
wow.
ready for Krampus.
Well, because Krampus is pretty, it looks a little bit like Wolverine.
Yeah, it's like a wolf. Yeah, right. It's a Wolverine. And she's done up like Bridget Bardot on the bed, like, I don't know.
That's so
I've been naughty, Krampus.
I wonder, I feel
I'm
like.
I'm not quite a child.
I feel like now we need to know more about Krampus. Because there's obviously more to this if he's sleeping with the women as well.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
About Christmas?
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, Merry Christmas,
Merry
everybody.
Merry Christmas. And yeah. hope you enjoy it Krampus style.
Yeah. And then good luck getting ready for New Year's. Bizarre. Thank you for listening to Hey You Know It. Stay in touch with us during the week. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Tumblr. Go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. We'll read it on an upcoming show, regardless of content.
As always, we love your emails. Send us an email at heyyouknowit@gmail.com with your comments, questions, and segment ideas. Emails will also be read on upcoming shows.
Please tell your friends about us, because you know we don't advertise. And let them know we can be found on iTunes, at Stitcher.com, and at heyyouknowit.com. Thanks. Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight we're having tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is the new bird. That's like the champagne of potato chips. I love Pringles. Those are my favorite kind. I rarely ever eat them.
Really? I like Charles chips, and I can't find them
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, it's come in a big tin, and they're really crispy. They're good.
Are they like $10? Because anything that comes in a tin is more expensive.
No, they were. I don't think that they were much more expensive.
Please tell me that you
they were better than Lay's. They were like Lay's, but
do you have to open it with a can opener? Is it that kind of old
school
tin?
No, it's a big tin. Like, just
that's bizarre.
Charles
chips.
I love them.
Who knew? You think you know someone?
I'm going to order some now.
Brought to you by...
Charles Chips.
Charles Chips.
I do come out on stage and I'm like, I am the whip father.
And that's the show.
Right.